You're listening to SBS News.
It's a proclamation the Morrison government has been wanting to make since it was first elected. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg today relishing the news the government will deliver a budget surplus with a shrinking deficit.
I am pleased to inform the House that the budget is in balance for the first time in 11 years, Mr. And the Coalition can manage money, and the Coalition can create jobs, and the Coalition can reduce taxes for all hardworking Australians.
This year's federal budget deficit was projected to come in at $4.2 billion, but the final figures have revealed a deficit of just $690 million, a $3.5 billion improvement on what Treasurer Frydenberg announced in April.
Now, the benefit of having responsible economic management is that you can fund and provide the services that Australians need and deserve, like record $80 billion of funding for health, Mr. Speaker. Like record $20 billion of funding for schools, Mr. Speaker. Like record $19.8 billion for aged care, Mr. Speaker. That is the reality of strong economic management.
Deloitte Access Economics Chief Economist Chris Richardson says the better than forecast figures are partly the result of higher commodity prices.
Now, the key is actually not Canberra doing great things, but China starting to struggle with its economy. The major turnaround in the budget, as China's slowed, the politicians there have insisted on stimulus, which means construction, which needs Australian coal and iron ore. So they're buying up big. That's helped that bit of the Australian economy, which pays extra tax revenues.
The final budget figures also revealed the government spent $4.6 billion less on the National Disability Insurance Scheme. It says that's because the number of people transitioning onto the scheme has been slower than expected. But Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the cuts to the NDIS have propped up the government's budget.
The Morrison government is propping up their budget by shortchanging Australians with a disability. The Morrison government is propping up their budget by making Australians with a disability wait longer for the care that they need and deserve and were promised.
Labor's spokesperson for the NDIS, Bill Shorten, says families and people with a disability will be furious they're going to be subsidising the budget.
Today's revelation that the government has ripped people with disabilities off by $4.6 billion by tightening the taps of the National Disability Insurance Scheme. It's a national shame, it's a disgrace. The fact of the matter is that the Morrison government is balancing its books on the backs of Australians with disabilities and their loved ones.
The final budget outcome coincides with the release of national job figures, which shows the jobless rate edging higher. Unemployment hitting 5.3% last month, with the overall rate steadily increasing since February from 5%. But the Employment Minister, Michaelia Cash, has played down the increase, instead pointing to the job participation rate.
Employment in Australia has now increased for 35 consecutive months. This is actually a record. It is the longest number of months that employment has consecutively increased since the labour force figures were first recorded almost 40 years ago. What this says is that Australians have faith in the jobs market. They are out there, they're putting up their hands and they are saying, I'm ready, willing and able to undertake work.
Economists like Chris Richardson say while wage growth is weak, there's room for cautious optimism.
The Australian economy is travelling slowly, but the budget is actually travelling quite fast. It has improved a lot, back almost to balance for the first time in a decade.
With such projections, the government believes it will record a surplus later this financial year. Nakari Thorpe, SBS News.